At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. Simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. It's the way tire buying should be.
What's up? This your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to 2 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Boom! What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Coming to you from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com. Well, you get there, unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers, TireRack.com. It's the way that tire buying should be. Welcome in. Welcome in. You know, actually, I'm really glad Monsi's here. And you have to always kind of guard your words sometimes because people who listen to the show are like, well, Dan's not here. Well, that means you're happy Dan's not here. No. This topic, though, I do think funnels right into Monsi, who co-hosts a show on weekends for us. Good morning to you, Monsi. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Doing well.
Of course, Jay Stu's here and our guy, Iowa Sam. This is actually, I think we have the perfect crew here for this discussion. Okay, for this discussion. Because Sam is an Iowa guy, thus the name Iowa Sam. Like literally a walking encyclopedia and fanboy of all things Iowa, with the exception of Iowa's football offense, which will change this football season, correct?
Some people, though, have associated me with Iowa State, and I have to say, hey, no, I'm from Iowa City, born and raised there, and I'm an alum of the University of Iowa. So I am black and gold Iowa Sam. Here.
Black and gold, yeah. black and yellow, yes, and that's Pittsburgh. Okay, and then Jay Stu, who basically calls BS on everybody, kind of hates everybody, but it's because he sees through the phoniness in so many people. Is that a fair depiction of it?
Yeah. Okay. I don't hate anybody, but I will be critical of things.
He's not easily impressed.
Also good. Okay. And then Monsi, who...
That's a good description. I like that one.
There's several different parts to why Monsi, obviously being a woman, and this is about women in sports, but it's also about, like, when you're new to cover something on how I'm going to guess, Monsi, like when you co-host the show with Alex Curry on weekends, right? Because it's too... Because you're women, you're always, I don't know if you feel compelled or pushed to always talk about things having to do with women and always take the woman's side. Right, it's like, I'll give it a snapshot. When you're Jewish, like, do you always have to take the Jewish side? Like, yeah, I can have my own. I don't agree with everything. Is that fair?
I think I'm more that I do want to talk about women. Maybe not as much that I take their side just automatically. But okay. I understand what you're saying. Okay. Yes.
So have you guys, I would guess that most of us have watched some part of Caitlin Clark here, especially recently, she's broken through records. Now they're playing in the NCAA tournament. And the Monday night game, which first time in my life ever, I was at a bar and I was like, hey, can you put the Iowa game on? And he's like,
nice.
And I was like, no, the Iowa women's game on. Put it on and everybody like turned around.
So there's a couple things going on here at once. It was the highest rated game on cable over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And why that matters, look, it's a little bit skewed because though the men's tournament is on cable, okay, one, it's with the exception of the first game, I think Saturday, the cable games are when there's usually multiple games going on. And let's be honest, between TBS and TNT, but especially TBS and True TV, those are not traditional landing spots for sports viewers. ESPN is. In addition to which, that highly rated game was on Monday. It was running unopposed. There's no Major League Baseball that matters as of yet. There's no NFL football. There's no college football. There's no men's NCAA tournament. There were NBA games, but not on ESPN and not on TNT at the time. So there's a little skewing of the numbers, but the basic elements to it are people are infatuated with the Caitlin Clark story. And if you want to be in denial of all the different layers of it, fine. Okay. Does the fact that she's playing at Iowa, which has been a good program for a long time, but I had no idea it was a good program. Again, Sam, you're an Iowa guy. Did you know that they've been good for a long time?
Yes. I mean, Lisa Bluter has had, really great players in the past. No one rising to the level of profile of Caitlin Clark. But
can
Megan
you name one player?
Megan Gustafson was the player of the year in the Big Ten.
If Noah Gustafson.
And she floats around the WNBA. She's got a cute little corgi.
Listen, I'm not.
She was a goat at Iowa before Caitlin Clark.
I'm sure she was great. Okay. I'm not trying to defame her in any way. I'm just saying if Megan Gustafson sat down next to me, I wouldn't think she's the greatest WNBA player because I just know the Breanna Stewarts of the world, right? And those mm-hmm. that level. But if she sat down next to me, I had no idea who she is. And I've covered sports. Again, there's just only so much in my personal DVR, if you will, that I can kind of recall. So she's brought attention to the sport. I think all the different elements of it, the fact that she stayed at one school, the fact that she's in the Midwest, where there's a little bit of pushback of everything else going on in the world in the Midwest, kind of works. I think the fact that she shoots from distances only previously seen by Steph Curry, right, in the men's game, the men's college game, I think all of those elements work. And because of it, and obviously the numbers, and then, let's not undersell, they won a lot. They got to the championship game last year, taking down South Carolina, who was the odds-on favorite. Right, so it's not just that Pistol Pete Maravich put up numbers. He didn't win anything. Nothing. Now, it was a smaller field for the NCAA tournament. They didn't win anything. So all of those elements, but what's happened is, and this there's a little bit of the Hillary Clinton campaign for president, where what her campaign team would do, if you were critical in any way of her, it would be you're a chauvinist. Well, every politician, we're critical of every politician. You know? Why can't we be critical? If you were critical of Hillary Clinton, and again, full disclosure, I voted for Hillary. I'm just going to be, I voted for her. But I thought it was very transparent what they were doing. To avoid certain criticism, they would just put the criticism in a box of, you wouldn't ask that to a male candidate. I bring that up because Caitlin Clark recently has been caught on TV with a potty mouth. Okay? And there have been other women's basketball players who have done the same. There's a young woman who's really talented at Stanford. Spencer, what's her first name? And when she fouled out, she turns to the ref and says, F you, while walking by. And this is kind of the response that we've ended up getting. And this is kind of where we are as people. There's a guy named David Eichholt. So David covers all things Iowa. Right? Little cottage industry, guys that are ultimate insiders, huge fans. Mile Marr, Oklahoma State, we got a couple of them. Every big sports program has people that cover it, know it, love it. But he had a tweet going back to yesterday, which he and I got in a little bit of a Twitter beef over, where he said, weird to see people get so upset about Angel Reese, Cameron Brink, is
that's
the woman.
Yes.
She's a woman at Stanford, Cameron Brink. Caitlin Clark and other female players swearing and showing some attitude. It's high-level athletics. It's what makes it more fun. We need more of it. Nobody says a word of it. If a dude does it, let him be. I call bullcrap. I call bullcrap. And David, I don't know how old you are. I understand that you're sitting there and you think people are taking shots at Caitlin Clark because that's what we do as a society. We build people up and then we knock them down. But that's not the reality here. Okay, if you really know Hawkeye basketball, you'll know of a guy named Chris Kingsbury. Chris Kingsbury was one of the great shooters in the history of high school basketball. And when he went to Iowa, he would take crazy shots playing for Dr. Tom Davis. But he did a lot of dirty stuff, punching dudes when nobody was looking, a lot of dirty stuff. And actually, I think got suspended for a game when he punched a kid, I think it was from Penn State, and it was only in the highlights at SportsCenter that found it. And when that tape rolled, he was suspended the next game. And again, she's not punching anybody, but we were constantly, and I was playing at the time, people were on him about his attitude and theatrics. I mentioned Baker Mayfield, right? Baker Mayfield, they were taking cheap shots at him and wouldn't shake his hand against Kansas. And he was on the sideline in a game in which they came back and won, and he just grabbed his nuts, right? And grabbing your nuts is the exact same thing as telling somebody to F off or F you. It's the same. Different gestures, same meaning. We all know it. And people have lost their mind. Hell, Caleb Williams has a pink phone and paints his nails, and social media acts like he's gay because of it. Again, your behaviors get magnified when you're somebody we're paying attention to. Now, again, I have no problem with Caleb Williams painting his fingernails. My only point is that anybody who's super popular, we're paying more attention to, you know you're paying more attention to, so your behavior is going to be sliced and diced, regardless of whether you're a man or a woman, you're black or you're white. Okay? And here's the problem, David. You're like, when the men do it. Show me a guy in college basketball in the NCAA tournament that has been caught on camera dropping an F-bomb and telling people to shut the F up. Show me a guy who walked by a ref during a game and said F you to the ref and lived to say it, talk about it. They don't, it doesn't happen. So here's the problem that we all have. And yes, I'm going to lay this at your feet, Monsi, because you're the woman. Mm-hmm. Is women have said forever, hey, all we want is equal. Right? We're playing basketball. It's a 94 by 50. All right, the line has been a little different. The ball's a little different, but we want to be judged, valued the same. Okay? And as I pointed out earlier in the year, the TV value, and ESPN probably got a deal based upon the numbers they're doing now, but the TV value is $65 million a year for women's basketball and all the rest of the Olympic sports to ESPN. The TV value financially, based upon TBS and CBS's deal, which is like 3-4 years old, was $750 million per year. Right? That's actually equal because you're paid based upon what they can make on it, what the assumed value is. That's the open market. Okay? But in this particular case, if you want to be judged as equal, those behaviors are reprehensible. And again, it doesn't mean that she needs to be sent to the gulag. It doesn't mean we need to wash her mouth out with soap. This is how easy it is. You pull her aside and you're like, hey, I get it. You're playing with a ton of emotion. But you got to cut out the F-bombs, the jack. Just go play. Do you know how I know that? Because that's what every men's coach says to every player. And if you think that we're being unfair because they're a woman, they're not supposed to act that way. Dude, what's his name? Marshall Henderson. Do you guys remember Marshall Henderson? Hey, Marshall Henderson played at a couple of schools, ended up at Ole Miss, and played for Andy Kennedy, and led the SEC in scoring. And he was a hot-button topic because he was constantly yapping to the fans and yelling at other people and talking a bunch of trash. And we made a big deal of his behavior, and Andy Kennedy had to, like, pull him aside, like, yo, dude, I don't want you to lose that edge, but we can't have you, like, challenging fans to a fight. That doesn't work. If you want to be judged and evaluated the same, and that's what David's saying. David Eichel is sitting there going, hey, man, guys do this. One, no, they don't. And two, when they do, their coach or somebody important pulls them aside, is like, what are you doing?
You know who's doing that for Caitlin Clark?
Who?
Her father.
Yeah.
Brent Clark. He's openly in the stands when she's whining to the officials.
Yeah, just saying,
hey, stop. And then I got to say, I cringe and winced a little bit when she was yelling, let's F and, or, you know, shut the F up to people. And I don't know if that was to her detractors.
Who knows who it's
that was just a fiery outburst that she didn't even think about.
I got like,
but it was a bad look. I agree.
And I want to make sure, I hope people understand, okay? I was a super emotional basketball player. And I lived and thrived on that emotion. And as I grew, I would say that I probably went the other way and forever regret it. Like, I played with an edge. And so many people came to me and were like, dude, you know, it's the emotions. That's what's causing your shooting to be off, is you're just too emotional. And I didn't feel like I was me. So I understand you don't want to lose that edge. You just don't. But there's a limit. Everybody knows, like, is that what you really want? Like, listen, we can sit here and make fun of the fact that people say it's about the kids, but literally she's the most popular women's basketball player in sports, right? Well, female athlete right now in America.
She has a ton of pressure on her as well.
She does. And so I understand, like, you're feeling that ton of pressure.
She's letting the valve open a little bit.
Right. Great. Okay. But the point is,
she,
like,
scored half the team's points.
You have to be able to process that. And it's okay to be critical of that. You're not saying she's a bad human. You're not saying that she's, you know, any of the negative terms you can use about a woman. What you're saying is, if we're viewing you as a high-level athlete, as a fun watch, and important for women in sports, then damn it, you better act like it.
And she wants to be a
role model.
Because
you're acting like an absolute child, just like her. Like, any of these coaches who watch it think the same thing. But again, and then here's the secondary and probably the biggest problem is, when I'm critical, I'm a chauvinist. I hate women's basketball. What else is it? I don't like Iowa. I don't know why I wouldn't like Iowa. I love
anti-Midwest
Iowa.
Bias.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm a coastal elite. That's the coastal elite, right? All of those things. When the reality is, we would be having this exact same discussion if it was Baker Mayfield, if it was Jimmer Fredette, if it was, what's the kid's name? Dalton Knecht. Okay, Dalton Knecht is not as big a name as Caitlin Clark, but having a crazy good season, a transfer from Northern Colorado, playing at Tennessee, they play this weekend. If Dalton Knecht was complaining about every call and saying, shut the F up to anybody in particular, we'd be like, yo, what is Rick doing?
It rubs you the wrong way.
It's just not needed. It's not part of the sport, especially college sports. It's just not. Okay, Monsi, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I've gone too long.
No, you have said a lot, and I have a lot of things. Let's see what I can remember here. I agree with you 100% that she is fair game to criticize when she reacts like that, and so is anybody playing in the NCAA tournament, whether it's female or man. I agree. Be critical. It doesn't matter. Be fair. But it's not fair. There's like so many times where, and I'm going outside. See, I think you're trying to funnel this in into just college hoops or just college, when in reality, it can't be just that. It does funnel into professional sports. For example, in tennis, every single time a female tennis player loses her mind and breaks her racket, she's emotional. But if a guy does it, it's like, oh no, he's just
that's
really...
That's bull. Let me right. prove it to you.
No, that's not.
He's a perfectionist.
This is really quick. Really, really easy. What's the Greek guy's name? Super talented.
He talks. He jars with the crowd a lot.
What's
woman's drunk.
Name?
Yeah, yeah.
God, what is the he's a male
Kyrgios.
Tennis player, huh?
Kyrgios.
Kyrgios. Do you know who he is?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you sure he's Greek? I didn't know he was Greek. I thought he was Australian.
I'm pretty sure he's Greek.
Kyrgios, yeah.
But anyway, dude. He's basically been run out of the sport because of his theatrics.
Right, but
it's
also
the exact same thing.
Outside of tennis.
Okay.
He's been critical.
Give me another one.
Okay, another one. We see LeBron James complain to the ref every single day for years and years and years, and it's just acceptable. Nobody says he's emotional. Nobody. It's just like, oh, he can do it. Like, I think
wait,
it's,
people aren't critical of LeBron James?
Look, people are critical of LeBron James all the time, but he just does it. But nothing's changed. Nobody's told him to stop. We have seen his antics for years, and okay. He hasn't changed.
All right, wait, okay, so again, we're going to compare comparables. LeBron James is in the argument of the greatest players of all time. He's an NBA player, not a college basketball player. And, oh yeah, by the way, everyone makes fun of and critiques his complaining, his theatrics, his flopping. He's called La Flop. When I could defend, a lot of those times the reaction is slightly delayed in real time, okay, in super slow motion. And, oh yeah, by the way, he's also LeBron James. And, like, and look, I have a problem with people like, you can't criticize LeBron James. Of course you can.
Right. Did you not just say that the coach should stop that for Caitlin Clark? Like, somebody should nip that in the bud?
In college, it's different.
She is the biggest star right now.
I got it.
Like, everybody who knows the name LeBron James knows the name Caitlin Clark.
I could go through the biggest stars in college basketball.
Right now. Right, we're talking about in this moment right now.
No. I'm comparing comparables. Okay, this is like, you know, when you buy a house and you compare comps and you got to do houses in your neighborhood and somebody picks one like two towns over and you're like, yo, that's not the same house. Okay, so all you can compare with is superstar men's basketball players in college basketball, right? People who
I disagree.
Okay, Doug McDermott is the last guy to have this sort of effect on college basketball. Doug McDermott and Jimmer Fredette.
Dougie Fresh.
Did they do any of it? No. None of it. None of it. And they were a thing. They were a huge thing. Zach Edey is the two-time National Player of the Year. Now, is he criticized? Every time he plays.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, he travels 3 seconds, he pushes off. Like, and again, all people are critical of him is his play. And look, he's a little bit of a bully. Like, he doesn't talk that much trash. He just looks down at people and walks through them. But there are people eviscerate him on social media and the media over the way in which he plays, not the way in which he carries himself. And he takes a savage beating. When he played, and they played Grambling in the first round, he's got scratches all down his arms, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so did anyone say, like, dude, that dude's taking a beating? No, they're just critical of him. Okay, did he react? Did he tell any of those guys from Grambling to F off? Or the official who wasn't calling all those fouls, F you. Of course he didn't. That's not how you purport yourself. That's not how Matt Painter allows you to behave. Hey, in coaching, you either coaching it or allowing it. I understand what you're saying about the NBA. And by the way, the complaining about the officiating, we complain about the complaining every year. Everybody does. So for you to say no one says that, not true.
But it's nothing's changed. It's just like normal. That's what is frustrating.
No, it's not true. The NBA actually put in rules where you can't.
Yeah, we can put in rules.
And what do we do? What do we do as the media? As the media, we're like, oh, I can't believe he gave him a T for looking at him sideways. Like, no, they told you we want to cut this stuff out because nobody likes it. But when somebody says nobody likes the way in which she's acting, you're like, oh, you're a male chauvinist pig. Like, no. Nobody likes the way she's acting. No one in basketball, men or women, college or pro, tells an official to F you, and we go like, you don't understand. Like, no, I do understand. I know the sport. I know both women's and men's basketball, and that's not acceptable. And for it to be acceptable is a major problem with the idea of creating some sort of equality between men's and women's. Because our inability to be rightfully critical of performance and actions is the ultimate thing in what allows you to be equal. You're never going to be equal financially because people don't like to watch it on the same level. It's just not. It doesn't matter. Okay? Is it doing well? It's doing way better than before. Most of those programs aren't making money, but that's not even part of the argument. In terms of equal and how we view it and evaluate it and analyze it, if we can't be critical when they are not behaving at the proper level, especially when they're in this spotlight, then you're all you're doing is recreating what you're trying to get out of, which is like, hey, we don't want to be treated different. Yes, you do. Everything, it doesn't matter what you say, what you're doing is you're saying, hey, you can't be critical of us. You have to only support us. You have to have loving praise for us. And the second that you're in any way critical of us, we're done with you. You're a male chauvinist. You don't like women's sports. You're anti-women's sports. That's what it feels like. That's what it feels like. All right. Sorry we went long. That was really good from you. We can also agree to disagree, right? It's also part of this deal. Give me your thoughts. At Gottlieb Show Twitter, at Gottlieb Show Instagram. And hey, here's the bigger part that you should take away from it. I watched. But if you want people to follow women's basketball, you got to get them to watch a second and a third time and watch the other games, not just Caitlin Clark.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. The Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge is live. See the standings and get the rules at foxsportsradio.com. Morgan H, that's not Morgan W, Morgan Wallen, Morgan H, is currently in first place with impressive 55 points out of a possible 64. But four listeners are right behind Morgan with 54. Two winners get the ultimate college sports trip for two with Graduate Hotels, sponsored by Tractor Supply. And Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. Did you guys see the president of the NCAA wants to ban prop bets for NCAA athletes? This comes on the heels of what we learned about Jontay Porter, who appears to have shaved his own points or shaved his own made threes in order to profit off it. And in the release, the NCAA, he talks about taking the pressure off of athletes. I think this is a real thing that we kind of societal-wise, we ready, shoot, aim. A ready, shoot, aim. And look, again, I'm going to be completely honest here and say I've struggled with that in my life. You know, that I'm a ready, shoot, aim guy. And then all of a sudden you get to like aim, and you're like, oh, wait a second. And I mean that where with the portal, and the NCAA transfer portal isn't evil. It's not a nefarious place. The problem with the transfer portal is when it opens, when it closes, and the real problem is the fact you can transfer without penalty and play right away. So there's no level of accountability to any student athlete. And that you can't build culture. You can't build cohesiveness. It's not what college sports is about. Hell, you don't have this much movement in professional sports. Why would you have it in college? But the problem is that there was such a push to limit or eliminate restrictions that they created this wild, wild west, right? And the NIL thing, the NCAA started losing cases in courts. So again, wild, wild west. No rules, no guardrails, no restrictions. And even the rules they do have, they would get shot down anytime they'd be in court, even though the rules were voted on and approved by the same schools that are wanting to sue for those rules to be over. It's a mess. But the biggest issue is that this was all coming, this was all building up, and we, instead of ready, aim, let's try and find a better system, we just opened up the floodgates and now everything is flooded. Well, with gambling, the same is true. There's a different energy at college sporting events now than there's ever been previously. Don't get me wrong. When I was at Notre Dame, we played three times in Madison Square Garden. And it was the only place where late in a blowout, you would always have people hanging around and heckling you and talking to you about the line. I'll never forget it. We're playing St. John's. You go back and look it up. In 1996, it was Notre Dame's first Big East win ever. Regis Philbin, God rest his soul, came into the locker room after the game. He's like, Notre Dame, the energy. But what I remember about that game was I had never really conceptualized betting lines. Right? High school basketball, didn't care. My dad didn't, we didn't have any money. He didn't bet on anything. Not that not having money stops people from betting, but I know he just wasn't a gambler. And so I remember we're playing and they had Felipe Lopez and a former childhood teammate of mine, Tariq Turner, and we're beating them. And all I heard from the front rows was like, Notre Dame, keep scoring. Keep scoring. I can't believe Mike Jarvis, I think, Mahoney was the coach. Like, Mahoney, you guys are three-point favorites and this happens? It's a different energy when people have their money on it. Now, all it takes is the press of a phone, you're at the game, and you're betting on whether or not a guy makes or misses a three or how many points he scores. Yeah, Charlie Baker's right to do this. I don't know what happens in the court system. That's ultimately where it's going to go. But, yeah, there's going to be a completely different energy towards college athletes because now they're paid, and now in many states, you can gamble upon them legally. And you're like, no, dude, think about your own personal energy when something's for free and something's you got your own money in. It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So, lace up your sneakers, make the winning plays by heading on over to your local Tractor Supply store today. So, Major League Baseball, it's tomorrow's opening day, but we're going to have some weather in a lot of places, right?
Correct.
I like smart wins, right? Smart wins in sports. Why is it so hard for Major League Baseball to realize that these things it's not like every game you can determine what the weather is going to be like. But you can do percentages, and sometimes there's a 100% chance. How do I know? Because they have a dome! Again, I don't know some of these places. Like, I don't know. Dodger Stadium, they've been rained out like 5 times in 50 years. But again, you're playing the numbers.
Not since 2000.
Huh?
Not since 2000.
Not since 2000 hasn't been a rainout?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you got a pretty good sense that you can play at the Big A, and you can play at Dodger Stadium, and you can play in San Diego, and it's not going to rain. Right? Okay? But of course, the Angels open in Baltimore.
I get what you're saying.
Do we have the dumbest human beings on earth? Hey, guys, I got an idea here schedule-wise. Orioles, really good young team, okay? Last year made the playoffs, okay? They have, I don't know if Jackson Holliday is going to make the team or not. Like, let's put them against the Angels and Mike Trout. Love it. Love it. In March, where should they play? How about Baltimore? How about no? The Detroit Tigers open in Chicago. In Chicago. I mean, my goodness. The Washington Senators open in Cincinnati. What are we doing? What are we doing? Right? Really, really simple. Milwaukee opens in New York. No. Why wouldn't you open in Milwaukee? Well, why would you open in Milwaukee? Because it's a dome. Like, honestly, sometimes I think, I want to believe that it's smart people outsmarting themselves and like, well, you know, the logistics of moving around and whatever. Like, no, dude, this is not that hard. If you don't have a dome stadium and you're not in a warm weather climate, you're not going to host a series until maybe the third series of the year. We give you the best possible chance of not having rainouts because when you have rainouts, it backs everything up. It screws everything up. I don't even understand. I don't even understand. Like, at least Boston opens at Seattle. At least Colorado opens at Arizona. Like, whew, that makes sense. But Toronto has a dome. Why are they playing at Tampa? Toronto should host. Why? They have a dome. Tampa should host. They have a dome. If you don't like it, here's what you can do. Build a dome. That's it. Otherwise, and look, we'll make it up to you. You're still going to have the same number of home games. You just have it a little later on in the year. I can't. I want to know who the idiot is who's like, hey, White Sox Tigers, first series of the year. And it may be beautiful in, I haven't checked, the south side of Chicago. May be beautiful tomorrow.
March
I don't know.
Is a crapshoot in the Midwest.
But it could also snow tomorrow.
Yes, it snowed in Iowa recently.
You know where it doesn't snow? Hey, any of the domes in California, in Florida, although Florida can be hit or miss, but Tampa's a dome and Miami's a dome. Okay. In Texas, where they have domes and they have warm weather. This is not that we make easy things. My brother likes to say this. I'm going to credit him. Greg Gottlieb, assistant coach, San Diego State women. We major in the minors. We worry about details that don't matter when the only detail that should matter is, will we have a game? Yes, we'll have a game in every dome stadium and every warm weather stadium in California.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporting handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
But girls have to dock. See, I believe I'm the only host that has this cassette tape at the Wild Wild West. The Wild Wild West. Monsi? Artist. In the park, girlies. Cool Moe Dee.
No, I was not going to get that.
Honestly, Cool Moe Dee was big. Probably before you were born.
Yeah.
But he was cool.
I mean, I
big
like
big black
it.
Shades. Yeah. Had a very cool stage presence. I was a big Kool Moe Dee fan. I had multiple cassette tapes, Kool Moe Dee.
Do you still have a cassette player?
I do not. I do not. And if I'm honest, they were my brother's cassette tapes that I would borrow without asking. Much like his In-N-Out Burger t-shirt, which I would always, are you guys little brothers or little sisters? You're not. I'm
a younger brother.
You're a younger brother?
I mean, I'm a youngest.
Jay Stu, you have brothers, sisters?
I have a younger sister, yeah.
Okay. So this is more baby, usually baby brother, but sometimes baby sister or whatever. Sister. One of my daughters, they're twins, but one of my daughters has sister, sister. Little brothers always steal their big brother's clothes, right? Because the big brother is the coolest person on earth. Even if the more they're a jerk to you, the cooler they are. I don't know what that's about, right? It's like Stockholm syndrome. Anyway, my brother Greg was inherently cool then, and he had a couple In-N-Out Burger t-shirts, which were the coolest thing back then. And I would he'd go to school, I was going later, I'd swipe one, and if I wore his clothes, I would get something on it. Unquestionable. Let's get to a game.
Game time! This is Game Time.
It's Game Time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Monty, what do you got in Game Time?
Well, like I said, I only know what day it is thanks to your games. What are we playing, Sam?
For better or worse.
So it's Wednesday. For better or worse, Doug.
Yes.
Chet Holmgren's current season or Victor Wembanyama's current season?
I'm going to go Victor Wembanyama's.
Why? Can you give me like a quick reason?
His highs have been higher.
Yeah.
The pressure is greater on him. And I understand that he hasn't won games.
Yeah.
But as much as Chet's a great part of a winning team, he ain't the reason they're winning.
Fair.
He's one of the reasons, but the reason, like, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's an MVP candidate.
Sure.
So they're both stars in the NBA. Chet's way better than I would have thought. The year off totally helped him.
Mm-hmm.
Wembanyama, though, is also further along. I think Wembanyama.
Yeah, Wembanyama has surprised me and how good he looks. Yeah. All right. Doug, better or worse, an NCAA tournament with a bunch of upsets or an NCAA tournament like this one?
Honestly, like this one.
Yeah?
Because this weekend, I think you'll see great games. And
that's
they'll all
true.
Be very, very close. Whereas just we fall in love with the Cinderellas when mm-hmm. they win, but we don't follow them. So the ratings aren't as good. And then a lot of times the games aren't as good when you have the haves and the have-nots.
Right, when you get to this point of the tournament.
Sure.
Totally. All right. Better or worse, Doug, UConn's men's team last year or this year's UConn men's team?
I'm going to say last year.
Wow.
Remember last year, though, they weren't a top seed. They did struggle mm-hmm. in the Big East, and they were undefeated out of the Big East. Whereas this year, they won the Big East, tournament, weren't as dominant out of conference. But they've also had, you know, they also avoided any of the top three seeds
mm-hmm.
on their run to the national championship. But I thought last year's team was a little bit better. And also, though this team has maintained their edge, they were nastier.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go last year.
All right. Okay. Shocking. Just because, you know, I feel like this year, it's everyone's picking UConn. Like, it's just so they stand out among the rest in comparison to last year. All right, Doug, for better or worse, maybe you've marinated this now after a couple of days, almost 2 weeks, but for better or worse for the Steelers, Russell Wilson or Justin Fields?
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I mean, Justin Fields' value is what it is because he cost nothing.
And
all he generated was a 6th-round pick. For basically 1 year of a contract.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson, it was a gigantic contract. It was nothing, but he had more suitors. He won.
Yeah.
He's done it.
Yeah, I am.
I don't think either are particularly good, but I would go Russell Wilson.
All right, quick one here. For better or for worse, the first 5 seasons of Friends or the last 5 seasons of Friends?
I'm going to go last 5 seasons.
Yes, that's what I've said. I argue with my bestie all the time. She likes the beginning of it. I'm like, no.
Favorite episode is which one?
I have too many, really.
Thought you were going to go Lobster.
That's a great one. Lobster. That is a great episode. But
when Phoebe gets sick and sings Smelly
Cat.
Wants to constantly stay sick.
Yeah, she has a sexy voice.
That's Monty Bolaños for the game.
That's game, huh?
Game's time.
This is Game Time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart. That's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers, make the winning plays by heading on over to your local Tractor Supply store today. I got a great topic for the Midway. It has to do with gambling and sports. I think you're going to love it. It's like tiramisu. What is it? What if she asked me to do it and I don't know how? Just try it. You'll love it. It's Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health
you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.